Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello and welcome to episode 98 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Tuesday, everyone. How's it going? We got a lot to get to today, guys. We are going to touch on a little bit of baseball. Baseball is in the air. Hope springs eternal. I'm getting excited, even though my Red Sox are, not going to be very good this year and pretty much gave up on the season, and we're going to play some young guys and see what happens, but we got baseball all across the Arizona Cactus League, the Grapefruit League in Florida. Baseball is back, and I want to hit on a very interesting prop bet involving, of course, the new villain, the new evil empire, the Houston Astros. I think we have a good opportunity here to cash on a season-long prop, so we'll hit on that. Also, huge day in college hoops, 25 college basketball games, ton of huge matchups tonight, guys. I love the board. We're going to break down them all. Also, we got seven NHL games. Quietly, good night in hockey last night, guys. Able to cash Florida, Calgary, Tampa Bay. Couldn't get the Caps, unfortunately. They kind of blew it there at the end, but we're going to keep grinding like we always do. And, of course, there's no NBA today, so I think we really want to make some hay here while NBA is on hiatus. The NBA does come back on the 20th, so nothing tonight, nothing tomorrow, but then the 20th. We have six games. So I think it's a good opportunity here. We've talked about it before, but just being conscious of the sports betting calendar, knowing that when there are, you know, days with a ton of different sports going on, ton of different games, public's going to be all over the place. And as contrarian bettors, we really want to focus on nights where, you know, it's quality, not quantity. And with fewer games to choose from, public's going to load up on all the same games, and they're going to bet a lot of games that they may not know much about. So that just creates a great opportunity to buy low on a market where it's really saturated with recreational money, betting solely off of bias and gut instinct, guys. But as always, thank you for tuning in. A lot to get to. Another stacked pod for you today. I want to first off thank two of my guys, Brady Cannon and Amal Shaw. I made my Follow the Money debut this morning. I woke up early. It was I woke up about 5:30 a.m. I haven't been up that early since, man, I used to play hockey back in the day when we used to have practice before school. But I woke up early, made my debut, Follow the Money. It was a great morning with Brady and Amal. They're the best, so I just want to give them a shout out and let you guys know that VSiN is really 24/7. So if you wake up early, that was 7 a.m. my time I went on. It was 4 a.m. out there west for you guys. Then they have the replay early. So it was a really, really fun time, and hopefully I'll be able to join them again. But make sure you watch Follow the Money early in the morning, every morning. It's on Nesson, and Paulie and Mitch are usually going to be there. Brady and Amal are filling in, and Paulie and Mitch are really the rock stars of VSiN. So it was pretty awesome. I was able to jump on. And shout out to my guy Bill Adee for asking me to come on. It was a lot of fun, and really it helps me to really focus on these overnight lines even more so than usual, and looking at what happened the night before and just getting a leg up. So hopefully if you guys tuned in, you got a kind of like a mini newsletter in the morning. I'll have to make that a thing. Hashtag morning newsletter. Hashtag morning follow the money. But let's get after it, guys. As always, make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. Make sure you follow me at Josh_insights. Also, thank you so much for listening to the pod. And if you want to learn more about sports betting, you got to go to VSiN.com. We have a ton of different promos, a ton of different discounts going on right now. If you go to VSiN.com/subscribe, get everything that we offer. We have a 7-day free trial. You'll get your live odds, your afternoon best bet emails, all the replays of the programming. Really, the gem is our Point Spread Weekly magazine. Every week gets you ready, gets you going for the weekend, and really helps your capping. Instead of spending 10 hours capping, you can cut that in half, if not more. But also, you will get pretty much everything that we offer. So that 7-day trial will get you in, and if you like it, which I know you will, you can keep it. If not, you can cancel. No hard feelings. But VSiN.com/subscribe. And of course, sign up for the newsletter if you haven't yet. VSiN.com/newsletter. It's free. There's no reason for you not to sign up for it since it's free. But I want to start off with a little baseball. Obviously, we got tons of college hoops today, a little NHL. It's going to be a great day overall. But really, right now, everyone's talking college hoops. I'm loving college hoops. It's kind of a decent night last night, guys. About even. One that really annoyed me was St. John's collapsing down the stretch. They ended up losing by 3. Plus 1.5 was a super sharp play, and they're actually up late. But we were able to hit the over in that one. North Carolina was another huge hit. They were contrarian. They lost by 1. They were able to cover that number, the 4 or 3.5. Did get Bucknell laying it. Maryland Eastern Shore, some reverse line movement. The Coppin over. So we had a couple hits across the board. So I think today's an even better spot with a lot more games to get down on. But I think the key right now is that you can kind of quietly under the radar look for some value in baseball, because public's really not looking at baseball right now. I mean, actually with the Astros cheating scandal, maybe they're more interested this year than in years past. But still, for all intents and purposes, it's not freezing, but it's still kind of winter on the North Shore of Boston where I am, and you're still kind of in that mode of, NBA, college hoops, March Madness is coming up, we have XFL, maybe a dabble with a little NHL, but really baseball is kind of on the back burner. But believe it or not, baseball is back. Spring training is officially upon us, guys. Pitchers and catchers reported about a week ago, and then either Sunday or yesterday is when the full squad had to report. And what's crazy is you actually have your first spring training game, the Rangers and the Royals, at 3:05 Eastern time on Friday. But one thing I wanted to focus on and just kind of let you guys know I saw some value here. This is like the ultimate wise guy, shop for the best line. But obviously the cheating scandal with the Astros is the number one talk of baseball. And you've seen a lot of players just absolutely crush the Astros. I mean, they're pissed. I'm loving it. I love this bad blood. Mike Trout went off on them. Justin Turner. Saw Nick Markakis say they should all be beaned. And they're crushing Manfred, too, because he really didn't hand down strict enough punishments. And they've, Houston's officially become public enemy number one. So I noticed this at William Hill. They were looking to capitalize. I think it's a really smart bet. Capitalize on the anti-Astros buzz, where you've heard a lot of people talk about they're just going to hit by pitch, hit everybody, and retaliate, and kind of take matters into their own hands. But there was a prop bet released yesterday, season-long prop. How many Houston batters will get hit by pitch this year? How many will get plunked? The over-under was set at 83.5. David Purdom of ESPN noted only 9 teams have been hit by 84 pitchers or more over the past 5 years, so it has happened. And obviously, other teams are going to be gunning for them. You kind of think the over is the play, just in terms of, okay, at least, 9 teams have done it over the last 5 years, and obviously have a reason to retaliate this year. The interesting thing, though, is it did fall 83.5 down to 82.5. But what I think is the value here is shop for the best line, because I did see a couple books. I think PointsBet, I think you have to be in Jersey, unfortunately, but they released it like 72.5. So I feel like if you can shop for the best line, if you have access to that, you can take over 72.5. I mean, I love that bet. I think, you know, you get hit by pitch anyway, but now you add this on top of it. I think it's, 83.5 to 82.5 was kind of interesting. I thought it'd go over, but maybe smart money hit the under early. But again, this is the key, especially with like Super Bowl props and props in general. It's not like the market consensus where we look at, you know, Illinois, Penn State, and every line is 6.5, or maybe there's a 6, but they're all even. These props, you can have different numbers across the board. So keep an eye out for that prop. If you get anything, you know, 75 or above, I think there's some value to that over. Also, the crazy thing about the Astros is even though they're getting all this bad publicity, they may be a buy-low opportunity here to back them. Their win total at Circa is 95 games. Only two teams have better win totals, the Yankees and the Dodgers, both 102. So they have the third-best win total in the league. They've won 100 games in, what, I don't know, three, four straight years, something crazy like that. They're plus 315 to win the AL pennant. Only the Yankees are better, plus 120. And they're plus 700 to win the World Series, third best behind Yankees, plus 300, and Dodgers, 300. So I do think 95, if you can even shop for the best line, get an over 94.5. I think you can almost, in a contrarian way, all this hate for the Astros, you may be able to kind of go the other way and capitalize on it and buy low, because their value's kind of never been lower because everyone is so against them. So, you know, their last few years, I think their win totals were more like, you know, 97, 98, maybe even been 100. But you can buy low here, I think, on that over if you get over 94.5. And then I'm just a nerd. I like to look at, okay, who's actually going to be playing and, you know, what's their projected lineup, rotation, everything. So this is their lineup. It's pretty damn good still, even if they can't be banging on trash cans and knowing that a curveball is coming. But George Springer leading off, Jose Altuve, Michael Brantley, Bregman cleanup, Gurriel fifth, Yordan Alvarez, who could hit 40 homers, DHing, Correa 7, Reddick 8, Maldonado 9. Rotation's a little thinner without Cole, but you forget that they got Zach Greinke. So Verlander, Greinke, McCullers, Jose Urquidy, and then Brad Peacock, closer Osuna. So again, you think that all this hate, they're going to suck this year, they can't cheat, they're going to have a terrible year, down year, but I think you may be able to even buy low on them and then kind of buy high a little bit on that over with hit by pitches. But let's flip the board. Let's now get into some games for today, because the goal, as always, is to read the market, capitalize, take advantage of public bias, and make sure we're on the sharp side of every play, and as always, make some money. That's about as simple as it gets. So let's start off with a little NHL. Let's bang out NHL, get it out of the way, and then we can move on to college, because it's a big college night. So first game on the board, Columbus and Philadelphia Flyers. I think you have a little value here on the Flyers. They're at home. Columbus is plus 5 goals for, goals against. They're 12-7-9 on the road. But Philly, they're a pretty good home team. They're plus 16 goals for, goals against overall. They're 19-5-4 at home. And you've seen a line move to Philly. They open around minus 140 at home. They're up to minus 150, even minus 155. So I've seen some steam hit Philadelphia here with a line move. They also have one extra day of rest. They last played on the 15th. Columbus last played on the 16th. And Columbus has lost a bunch of games in a row here. They got a bunch of guys hurt. So I think this is a kind of a buy-low opportunity here to back Philly, even though you're laying about minus 150 at home. But good home team, line move, rest advantage, better goals for, goals against. So a little value there. Montreal-Detroit. I don't know if anyone noticed in the newsletter this morning, vsin.com/newsletter, but I threw in a little bonus NHL. That's going to be my goal. It's funny, I got some guys reaching out to me saying, I love you, man, but I don't care about hockey. Like, just, you know, stick to basketball. That's where it's at, football. But remember, money's money. And if you can win in any sport, then who cares? So I think NHL quietly has a ton of value. And I did mention in the newsletter Montreal. Boy, did we hit the nail on the head with that one. Knew that line would go up. Open at minus 185, Montreal on the road. They're all the way up to minus 200, even minus 210. So Montreal, minus 4, goals for, goals against. Detroit, minus 106. Just absolutely god-awful. Montreal, 14-11-3 on the road. Detroit, 9-8-2. 18 home losses. Both teams have lost 4 games in a row, but Montreal is a big benefit here with rest, because they are a rested favorite. They've matched that great system, well-rested road favorites. Those are 30-21 this year, 59%. So you can buy low on a Montreal team, Four losses in a row, one extra day of rest, line move in their favor. Again, laying a big number, but still think there's value there. And Shea Weber looks like he's in, their captain, great defenseman, so that definitely helps. Keep cruising, Buffalo and Ottawa. Saw a little line move here to Buffalo. Buffalo's on the road, they're minus 12, but Ottawa's minus 44. Buffalo's not great on the road, 9-14-4, Ottawa 14-11-6 at home. But Buffalo did match a couple systems. They open around minus 110, slight road favorite. They're up to around minus 115 or minus 120. So they're a road favorite with a line move in their favor. These road favorites have done pretty well, especially with a line move. They're almost 58.5%. Also have a system, two bad teams take the favorite. That's 63% this year. So a little value to Buffalo laying a short number there. Carolina and Nashville. Some value here on Carolina. They are on the road at Nashville. They're plus 26 goals for goals against. They're 14-12-2 on the road. Nashville is only plus 2. Started off bad. They played better, but plus 2, 13-11-4 at home. And this line opened kind of Nashville's short favorite around minus 120, 125. They've dipped a little bit. Some books are minus 130 down to minus 120. So that line is moving toward Carolina. So I think it's kind of a good spot to buy low on Carolina. They've lost two of their last three. Nashville has won three in a row. So you can kind of take advantage of a buy low, sell high spot there. Also, Carolina, non-conference road dogs. They're only 46%, but again, dogs with a 46% win rate with plus money. They're about an 8% ROI. Also have this two good teams take the dog, two plus 500 teams or 500 or more, 49% in that one. So a little line move to Carolina. Saw some sharps hit Carolina, getting a little plus money, around plus 110, plus 108, something like that. Devils in St. Louis. This one, obviously you're laying a huge number here with St. Louis, but they opened minus 210. They're up to minus 260. So huge line move in their favor. Huge discrepancy. Devils minus 42. St. Louis plus 15. Devils 12-16 on the road. St. Louis 18-6-5. At home. Also, St. Louis, they've lost five in a row. So this is a really good team on a bad losing streak. So I think they're due for a win here and bounce back opportunity against a really bad team, one of the worst teams in the NHL. They've already traded a couple guys, Coleman, Andy Green, their captain. So I think they're in sell mode here. And St. Louis laying minus 260-ish. Big number there, but some good value. Even consider a puck line. The minus 1.5 is even money, around minus 110. And then last game of the night, the Kings and Winnipeg. A little bit to Winnipeg here. The Kings are minus 42 goals for goals against. Winnipeg's minus 2. Kings are awful on the road, 9-21-4. Winnipeg is 15-14-3. The Kings just traded Tyler Toffoli. So, again, I think this time of year, the NHL trade deadline is Monday. So when you start to see these guys, these teams really pack it in and give up a lot of guys. I think that's something you got to keep an eye out for. They also have this guy Peterson in net. I've never even seen his name before, so it's not Jonathan Quick. But pretty big line move to Winnipeg, minus 150 up to minus 170. So it looks like sharps are kind of laying the wood there to Winnipeg at home. Now let's flip it over to college hoops. Tons of college hoops today, guys. And again, I'm still mad at St. John's because that would have been an epic hit. I love that spot. But let's go to the most heavily bet games of the day, and then we'll work our way down to the added games, extra games, least heavily bet games. So first one, early game, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. We got Illinois at Penn State. So obviously this is a Big Ten matchup. Penn State is playing great. They've won 8 straight. They're 20-5. They're ranked 9th overall. Illinois, 16-9. They had it off to a great start, but they've lost 4 straight. Penn State opened as a 6.5-point favorite at home. And this is your most heavily bet game of the night. It's also one of the most lopsided. More than 3 out of 4 bets laying the wood here with Penn State. However, we've actually seen this line stay at 6.5 or even fall to 6. So it's a pretty sharp reverse line move here to Illinois. They're a road conference dog, unranked versus ranked. You can buy low on a team on a losing streak against a team on a winning streak. I was also looking at some injuries. You do have Myrian Jones, Penn State guard. He's out. Ayo Dosunmu, really good guard for Illinois. He's questionable. He did travel. He may play. Maybe he's on a minutes restriction, but I think injury-wise that benefits a little bit to Illinois. But good buy-low opportunity on Illinois. Most heavily bet game. most lopsided, line freeze slash reverse line move. Also looks like a little to the over, both pro and Joe over, two-thirds of bets on the over, but it opened at 139 and it's up to 141.5. Some books open even lower than that, 138 or so. But yeah, Illinois getting the points, conference game. Great contrarian sharp spot there. Keep cruising. Kentucky and LSU, big SEC matchup. This is a 9 o'clock game. Public doesn't know where to go with this one. Kentucky is 20-5, 10th overall. So big name school, another great year. Calipari does it every year. LSU 18-7. So LSU, good record, but they're not ranked. And Kentucky is a better record, and they have a bigger program, bigger name school. Kentucky's, they've won four straight. LSU has lost three of their last four. So right off the bat, this line opens at LSU minus two, two-point home favorite, 50-50 down the middle. It's your second most heavily bet game of the night behind Illinois-Penn State, and yet public is really split. They like Kentucky, better record, bigger school, they're ranked. But they kind of are weary of LSU because they're good record at home, and it's a short number. So again, they do not know where to go. And anytime you see a situation where tickets are even, go to the line movement. Because books in a vacuum shouldn't move a line at all if tickets are even. But yet, if you see a juice move or a line move, that is going to tell you where the pros are at. So LSU did go from minus 2 to minus 2.5. That tells me LSU is really the sharper play here. Again, I wish it was public loading up on Kentucky, but still, that line move was pretty indicative to LSU because, again, if it's even, it shouldn't move at all, yet it did move to LSU. So you're getting a good LSU team at home. Also, the under has been getting pounded. This total opened at, depending where you're looking, it opened at around... What's interesting to me is actually this total has been all over the board. It opened at 153. It got all the way down to 144, and now it's all the way back up to 151. So this one is crazy. I did have a good system on two good field goal shooting teams, 45% or more. The under is 59%. But man, I did this morning the follow the money. That was like 150 down to 145. Now it went back up 5 points. So interesting. Baylor and Oklahoma. Anyone want to circle the wagons, back the Sooners with me? Oklahoma in a really sharp spot tonight, guys. This line opened Baylor minus 3.5. Why is the line so short? Baylor 23-1, ranked first in the country. Oklahoma 16-9. Baylor's won 23 straight. Oklahoma off a bad loss to Kansas, 87-70. Didn't even come close to covering that number. But in this Big 12 showdown, you've seen super lopsided. So most lopsided game of the night, more than 8 out of 10 bets laying it with Baylor. And Baylor's covered too, 16-8. Pros have really bet against Baylor this year because you know, when you're a good team, and the public, you know, jumps on the bandwagon, that's when they become overvalued, and it's more value to bet against them. But Baylor did open minus 3.5 on the road. It's down to 3. So third most heavily bet game of the night, most lopsided game of the night. Everyone is betting Baylor. Why did this line open so low, and why did it fall from 3.5 down to 3? Tells me sharps got down hard on Oklahoma at plus 3.5. Also, injury-wise, good player for Baylor. Looks like he might be out. Makayo Teague. I think he might be out. I think I saw something on Twitter about that. But good opportunity to back Oklahoma. Heavily bet game, super contrarian, conference spot, reverse line move at home. If you're able to jump on that 3.5, even better. Keep cruising. Dayton, and by the way, January 10th, these two teams, or January 20th, sorry, Oklahoma lost to Baylor 57-61. I remember that game because we bet the Sooners. They are 10.5-point dogs. They lost by 4, so they covered that number. So revenge spot and played them tough. Now Baylor's missing a good player. Give me the Sooners, baby. Dayton and VCU. This is your top contrarian play of the night. VCU, baby. Fourth most heavily bet game. I told you before, Baylor was most lopsided. This is technically even more lopsided. Almost 9 out of 10 bets on Dayton. Heavily bet game. Insane, insane heavy public betting lopsided toward Dayton. Dayton 23-2, 5th overall. VCU, no slouch, though. They're unranked, but they're 17-8. And the sign opened Dayton minus 3 on the road. It's either stayed at 3 or fallen to 2.5. So all liability here has been on VCU. Normally, you know, teams get 9 out of 10 bets. They open minus 3, they go to minus 4, minus 5. Books will normally just do that because they have a lot of liability. They got enticed betting the other way to limit their risk. But that's not what happened here. They've made a stand here with VCU, telling you that they're worried about the VCU wise guys. So VCU getting 3 points, and gets your target. If you're at 2.5 right now, I'd wait it out. Probably, based on juice, may go back to 3. But VCU at 3, your top contrarian play of the night. Also, good ATS, bad ATS. You know, Dayton's 13-11 covering the number. VCU is only 9-16. So being able to buy low on a bad ATS versus good ATS is a ton of value. But go VCU. That'd be a huge hit. Creighton and Marquette. Can't wait to watch this game. This is shaping up to be an interesting spot here because, you know, Creighton is 20-6, 15th overall. Marquette 17-7, 19th overall. So Creighton's won 3 straight. They won 7 of 8. Marquette, they played great against Nova. They lost, but they covered 72-71. Now, this was basically even betting pretty much last night, this morning, up until recently, but it's becoming more of a public play to Marquette. And the line did move to Marquette. They went from -2.5 up to -3. A lot of books at -3 are now -115, so maybe it even goes to 3.5. I'm worried a little bit because Creighton is now becoming almost a inflated super contrarian road conference dog opportunity. However, the reason why I still think Marquette has value here, and KenPom has, is a 3-point win for Marquette. So I think you really want a 2.5 or less, or even money line spots. It's kind of high, but 150, yeah, that is kind of high. Yeah, it's kind of funny because like hockey, I could play 150 any day of the week, but college hoops, it's a little different. But I think the one thing that I still lean Marquette here is that they have a huge rest advantage. So Marquette, they last played February 12th, so they've been off for 6 days. And Creighton last played the 15th, so they've only been off for 3 days. You also have a revenge angle here, January 1st, 2020, what, 6 weeks ago, Creighton won 92-75. So Creighton just waxed them. So bounce back Marquette at home. Again, worries me. It's kind of a public play, but I got to give a shout out to my guy Michael Lombardi. Can't be a stubborn contrarian like I was raised to be. The public does win here and there, so maybe it's this case for both pros and Joes on Marquette here. But go Marquette. Purdue and Wisconsin. I think you have great value to Purdue here, guys. Purdue is 14-12. Wisconsin's 15-10. Similar records, but Wisconsin, slightly better record. They're at home. They've won 2 straight. Purdue has lost 2 straight. They're blown out by Ohio State 68-52 their last game. I think they're only like a 5-point dog there. But I think you have some value here to back Purdue, buy low on Purdue. Wisconsin open -4. They're getting 3 out of 4 bets, yet they've stayed at 4. Line has even dipped to 3.5 here and there, and a lot of books at +4 Purdue are like -115. So it looks like it may fall to 3.5. So Purdue, road conference dog, classic spot here. The one trend of Wisconsin is that Big Ten home favorite trend on the money line. They're 59-15, 80%. Big Ten home faves to the spread, they're 57%, 40-30 ATS. But I still think Purdue, they're a Jekyll and Hyde team. You can be high on them, and they can look terrible and get blown out. You can kind of overlook them, and they play great and surprise you. So looking at this game, it's a 3-point game from KenPom. He's got Wisconsin winning 61-58. So if I can get a 4 in a super lopsided game, buy low opportunity, road conference style, I think Purdue, sharp play tonight. Keep on cruising, Nevada and New Mexico. Sharp play to New Mexico tonight, guys. Nevada 16-10. New Mexico is 17-10. But Nevada, kind of a bigger name school. They're also 9-5 in conference. They've won 3 straight. New Mexico is only 6-8 in conference. So this Mountain West game opened Nevada -2.5 on the road. And they're getting almost 3 out of 4 bets, yet the line has fallen to 1.5 or even 1. So New Mexico getting the points, really getting steamed across the board, causing that line to fall. Ideally, if you can still get 1.5, I'd grab the 1.5. If it's down to 1, I'd wait. It may go back to 1.5. Money line would be, if you can, possibly 105 and get a little plus money there. But I still think getting a 1.5 is key. You just hate to see a 1-point game and you're not able to cash that one. But New Mexico, really, really sharp tonight. And then a bunch of games across the board, these smaller end games. Take from them what you want. They can be a little tougher, just remembering that we're really following line movement and we're really not having any contrarian value, but in a lot of ways it makes it easier to spot sharp action. So Merrimack at Bryant, this game opened Bryant -2 at home. It's an added game, extra game, lines down to one or even a pick 'em. So it looks like Merrimack got steamed a little bit there. Ball State and Buffalo. Sharp play to Ball State. They're on the road. Buffalo open -4.5. They're getting 3 out of 4 bets, yet the line stayed at 4.5, and it's even fallen to 4 at some books. You've also seen a lot of smart money hit this over. Ball State, Buffalo. It opened 143.5. It's up to 146. I'm actually seeing some books at 146.5. And Ball State is really good to the under, 17-7. Buffalo, 12-11 to the under. So it's kind of that buy low. Two teams that play under. Public's on under, yet the total's rising. So keep an eye out for that. Arkansas and Florida. I think there's some value on Arkansas here. Florida is getting 3 out of 4 bets. Really heavily bet game. Or not really heavily bet, but really lopsided. Kind of a moderate bet game. But Arkansas open at +6. They're up to 7.5. So you're getting 1.5 off the line, off the opening number. You're contrarian on the road in a conference game. And Ken Pom has this game at Florida winning by 4. Florida 71-67. So Ken Pom projecting a 4-point game. You know, you're now getting a full 1.5 for free because public is all over Florida. And you can get 7.5. So I think getting 7.5 with Arkansas, pretty good value there, especially based on some Ken Pom projections. Keep on cruising. Northwestern and Maryland. Seen a lot of smart money hit this under. It opened at 133. It's down to 130. Some books look like they're even going to 129.5. And that would match some conference under pace systems. Mississippi and Mizzou. Sharp play to Mizzou. I'd consider a money line play here. It opened Mizzou -1. It's up to 1.5. I'm seeing some books even get closer to 2. Money lines around -120, -125. Not a bad play at all. But record-wise, Mississippi 13-12. Mizzou 12-13. You know, really one bucket here and there. Those numbers could be flopped. But I think you're buying low in a good spot here. Mizzou at home on the money line. Keep cruising. Colorado State, UNLV. Same sort of thing, UNLV. Public's loading up on Colorado State because Colorado State 18-9. UNLV is 13-14. But UNLV opened a 1-point favorite, even though oddsmakers knew public would just grab Colorado State with a much better record. And yet, 2/3 of bets on Colorado State, but UNLV went -1 to -1.5. So line moved toward UNLV. Looks like a kind of a fade the trendy dog play. 10-30 game, so bets should pick up there. Davidson and St. Joe's. I think St. Joe's has some value. I mean, they have a god-awful record. They're 4-21. Davidson is 13-11. St. Joe's has lost a ton of games in a row. However, this is really lopsided toward St. Louis. Toward Davidson. They open as an 11-point favorite. They got up to 12.5. And I think at 12.5, you're going to start to see some buyback on St. Joe's. So super contrarian play. Conference game, really inflated line. Double-digit conference dog, also important spot there. And if you take a look just in terms of projections here, Ken Pom has Davidson winning by 11, which is exactly the opener. You can get 12.5 in the hook. I don't think that's a bad play there at all. Keep cruising. St. Louis and UMass. A little smart money to UMass, my Minutemen, who were my safety school. I went to UVM instead, but UMass Amherst, the zoo. I was close to going there. But St. Louis opened -3.5 on the road. They're getting 3 out of 4 bets. They're down to 3. So pretty sharp line move here toward UMass. Of course, Ken Pom has as a 3-point game, so it's right on it. But if you can get the hook, the 3.5, some good value there. Conference dog at home. Keep cruising. Kent State and Emu. Smart money play to Eastern Michigan. Kent State opened 3-point road favorite. And even though they're getting big majority of bets, the line is down to 2.5. Kent State 17-8. Eastern Michigan 14-11. But Eastern Michigan playing better. They won 2 in a row. They won 4 of their last 5. And you've got a line move in their favor. And then last game of the night, we got Mount St. Mary's at Wagner. Wagner barely knew her. And a little smart money play to Mount St. Mary's. It is a added game, extra game. But it opened at Wagner -1, or the game was a pick 'em. And now it's moving to Mount St. Mary's -1. So Mount St. Mary's 10-16, but Wagner 5-19. Both teams have lost a bunch of games in a row. Kind of a matchup between, you know, two pretty bad teams. But Mount St. Mary's with that line move, if you can get them at a book at a pick 'em, or, you know, if you're only pick 'em, look at money line. It might be pick 'em -110 both sides, but maybe money line is -108. Maybe you can get a better number there. But yeah, you do have that move to Mount St. Mary's. But big night tonight, guys. Tons of good sharp spots to sweat. Illinois, LSU, Oklahoma, VCU, Marquette, Purdue, New Mexico. It's going to be a big night here. Don't forget Arkansas. I'm excited to sweat a bunch of these games tonight. That's about it, guys. Another day, another dollar. We're grinding like we always do. I'm really proud of kind of just the role that we're on and just doing a good job looking at line movement. Let me know if you guys, I was curious about this. Do you guys know of any other sports betting podcasts that do what we do? Because I was kind of interested. Okay, I feel like we're pretty unique. I'm proud of the way we approach betting. It's not opinion based. It's not, oh, bet the Warriors tonight because KD's not on the team anymore, but bet them because KD and Steph and Clay are the greatest, or bet the Lakers because LeBron's awesome. No, you want to look at the line movement, the data, the value, the market. The market's going to tell you where the value is. And the great thing about sports betting legalization is that we're really on the ground floor of a market that's absolutely exploding, which is going to give us so many advantages and perks, and betting against the public being a contrarian, we're situated very well because so much more public is joining. But it's also in the sports betting media space, so much opinion, so many touts, handicappers, scamdicappers, as I like to call them, used car salesmen. I'm proud to be at VSiN, where we approach betting from an analytics standpoint, not an opinion-based standpoint. And I think that was the biggest reason why I wanted to join VSiN, and kind of giving us this platform to be a data-driven, data-minded sharp bettors is something I'm really proud of. But yeah, do you guys know of any other podcasts that we do? I don't think there's anyone else out there. So I'm really proud of what we've created, and I think we're marching toward the madness in a pretty good direction here. So hope everyone has a fantastic Tuesday. It's kind of a rainy, dreary kind of crappy day on the North Shore of Boston, but it's a great day to stay in and sweat a lot of hoops and some NHL, and maybe do a little research on baseball. And I do have some spring training systems, believe it or not. I'm not a fan of betting spring training, but there's kind of one system that I do see a little value on. We'll talk about that as we get closer to first pitch here. But I want to wish everyone luck. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, if you are ever thirsting for more knowledge, for more tips, more strategies, just little things that can help you, increase your win percentage by 0.1%, any little thing can help, and I have the book to help you. It's called The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. I wrote it 2 years ago. It came out last year, and I'm really proud of it. It's going to give you all your betting fundamentals, get your basics down, your glossary of terms, how odds makers set lines, why they move lines, how to go contrarian, why to go contrarian, how to identify sharp action, how to read line movement, how to set up a bankroll management plan, shopping for the best line, betting in person, online, everything. It's all included. I got chapters on all the major sports as well. So if you're interested and you want to learn more and you want to support the team, you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, or tell a friend. And if you like it and you want to make my day, give it 5 stars and a solid review on Amazon. That would make me very, very happy. But thank you all. Have an excellent, excellent Tuesday. We're back at it tomorrow for a little hump day. We're getting closer to NBA coming back here, but we're going to keep grinding hoops and NHL because that's where it's at right now. But good luck, everyone. Stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Make sure you have multiple outs. Shop for the best line. Get down hard. Be fearless but disciplined. And as always, when I see you at the window, you better not have a parlay ticket. Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.